Indeed, the challenge is to decide, in fact, that you have already arrived, yes? Now, as we work with each of you, as we attune to your needs, to your upgrades, to your holy awareness of truth, what we find is a bit of the switch. Now, let us explain this. In other words, we attune to you. You recognize us, yes? And you are staring right in our face, you may say. And yet, you have the need to tumble backwards, tumble to the past extremities or happenings. Now, we would like to address this, and we would like to do so early rather than later, because many of you are due to arrive. You are set to arrive on a new platform. Now, this is what the channeler has been speaking of, and we have been working with her diligently to sign the treaty, to sign the pact, to sign the agreement that she is ready for her new tomorrow. Now, as we dialogue with her, we would like to pass on what we have learned, because in fact, there is still the tendency to swim backwards, to stream backwards. You understand when you were watching the video, the movie, the recording, let me play this again, Sam, yes? And so you tune back to a prior conversation, to a prior channel. We are asking you at this time to be quite aware of this tendency, this supposed reality, because as you continue to evolve, you will recognize the need for the forward movement, yes? In other words, it is time to release the ties to the past. Now, some of you are looking quite forward to the forward experience for the present moment because you are gliding into what we would term the fifth dimensional awareness, the Christ consciousness, yes? You have moments when everything is aglow and everything is anew and everything is sparkling and it is quite beautiful. You are rid of the old self. You are rid of the backpack, shall we say, or the gunny sack. Now, in truth, this has already occurred, and this is what we would like to introduce. This is what we would like to make you quite aware of. In fact, the exchange, the energy exchange, the arrival of the code sequence has all been set in place. Now, there will be some bells and whistles. There will be some new impulses. Again, the atmosphere is good to go. You understand the activations and so forth. But in truth, you have received enough of this information, enough of the diamond codes to get started, to surround yourself with love. Now, this is the primary energy in which you will be traveling, so we ask you to boast about this. We ask you to pretend that you are already sealed in your fate. In other words, you are gliding on your magic carpet ride, yes? Because as you swim in these new energies, as you set this as your default status, you will find yourself easily gliding into the proper position. So it is a bit of the stop and start, yes? It is the bit of the go and the forward movement and then a bit of the backtrack. Now we ask you to pay particular attention to some of this backtracking activity because some of it is needed, some of it is purposeful. You may refer to this as a bit of the soul retrieval. Yes, this is where I had disidentified with self. Thank you very much. I will integrate now. You see? And you are plugging in. You are taking the gems. You are remembering your truth. Now, this is essential, and you will understand because you will have the memories. You will have the photographic images or what have you. And what you are doing, dear ones, is you are traveling back in time, in a sense, in consciousness, for the purposes of integration. Now, you can feel when this is a positive movement, when this is fruitful, when this is your spiritual destiny, because in these grand moments, you will feel amplified. You will feel larger than life. You will feel like your true self. Now, many of you are already tapping into these moments when you are feeling more like who you truly are. You can relax. It is a bit like when you have a bit too much of the wine, and you can finally unwind. But in truth, there is no need to imbibe. There is no need for the artificial artificial ingredient, because in truth, you are already aligned with your true self. Now, this is occurring, and it is occurring rapidly. So again, when you have these moments, when you have the keen awareness of who you truly are, you can tell, you can be assured that you are engaged. Now, what we are referring to are those moments when you backtrack into the space of the energies that aren't quite as pleasing, that aren't quite as serving, that in fact keep you trapped, keep you stuck, you may say, keep you glued to past experience, past tendency, past entrapment. Now, you can tell when you are in these energies because you will feel the fear, you will feel the guilt, you will feel, in a sense, much smaller than you had previously, understand? So we ask you in these moments of when you are clinging to the past experience, to the past karma, to the past egoic alignment, to breathe. In other words, what we are asking you to do is really quite easy. It is really quite simple, and it does not take a lot of apparatus. You do not need to sign up for a week-long seminar, though you might. You do not need to call the channeler for a three-hour counseling session, though she will be glad to provide a few minutes of soulful conversation. What it simply requires is allowing yourself to be without the need for movement. In other words, the need for movement in terms of consciousness. As you allow yourself to glide into the present moment and you notice where you are, you notice the fear, you notice the entrapment, you notice whatever is occurring, and you just observe, you allow yourself to be present, you allow yourself to be fully activated. Because when you tune in, when you tap in, when you allow your oversoul to take over, what you will find is a melding of the truth, a blending of the truth, an arrival pattern that is quite purposeful. Now, you may term it to be a shift, yes? In other words, what you are finding is there is more of your divine self, shall we say, there is more of your oversoul that is in fact present to get the job done, to do the job speedily, to do the job right. So, let us adjourn for a moment and explain. In other words, you are coming to the place to discover that you are already Master Consciousness. Let us be frank about this. In times past, it may have taken you, let us see, decades upon decades, lifetimes upon lifetime to do this type of clearing work, you see? But in fact, you have arrived at an accelerated period, an accelerated opportunity. And that is what we would like to address, because many of you are still assuming that you are the same incarnation that arrived on planet Earth many, many moons ago. Yes? Now we are here to trip you up on this. We are here to give you a different summary, a different approach, a different scenario. Because in truth, you are already that which you were trying to attain. You see, you have already been plugged in. You have already received the activation codes. We promise you, each of you, we know who you are, you see? We travel with you. We travel with you whether you show up for the beautiful discussion group, for the beautiful channeled memory of which has already occurred. Now let us explain this, because some of you are missing the point. Some of you think that perhaps the channeler got that wrong, has misspoken. She has not. In fact, we have already been in orchestration with you, you see? Because when you sign up for the Ascension Plan, for the Ascension Program, when you sign up to be the light worker, to hold yourself in the column of the beautiful energy of the light, to wake up the light grid, as you will, when you sign up, you are already introduced to all that you need, you see? You do not arrive without all of your parts. You do not arrive without all of the needed ingredients. And what you are doing, what we are assisting you with, is systematically helping you to understand what truly exists. Now, there has been a lot of activity, yes? There has been a lot of movement. There has been a lot of exposure to truth. And so, let us just say, and let us be plain, let us be blunt, let us be frank, you have already been upgraded. So you see, when we bring you these words, when we bring you these energies, we are reminding you, dear ones of the light, of what has already occurred. Now, as you get more comfortable in the receivership, now this is key, you will glide into first base, you will glide into second base, and some of you may go all the way. well, why not just make it a home run? And we say, congratulations. We say, of course, you can do this. And that is what you were learning to do. You were learning how fast this can occur. Now, there is still a bit of the lag time. There is still a bit of the belief in the linear process. In other words, you have been told that you must accelerate step by step. You must attend grade school. You must go through first grade, second grade. You must not get too far ahead of the class, you see. And so we say hogwash. It is time to bear fruit. It is time to witness truth. There are several of you that are ready for enlightenment status. Do you see? Have we missed anybody? Are you hearing our words? We are delighted when ones are willing to accept that which has already been integrated, infiltrated into their system. It is a matter of the mind, you see, because this is the mind that keeps wanting to go back to the past, as you would understand this to be. It is the linear program. And it is a bit of the time warp. In other words, you are still experiencing time. You are still confident that things must take a certain amount of time. And you hold on to this. And then when you feel that perhaps your light is getting too great, perhaps it is getting too grand, perhaps it is getting too bold, you have a bit of the freak out moment, as our channeler does from time to time, and you hide under the covers. Well, if you need her, she will be under the covers, because in fact, she had lost her sense of awareness last time she channeled, and she got a bit of the freaked out syndrome, you see? Because she still is trying to understand that she is not the linear being she presumed herself to be. Now, she is nothing special. We are sorry to admit this. We are sorry to tell her. We are sorry to announce this, but it is true. She is you, and you are she. You see, each of you have the ability to wake up in consciousness. You need not have the ashram. You need not have the following. You need not have seven of the literature, the books, or perhaps you may. You see, each of you are set up for ascension in this lifetime, if you choose, if you so desire. Now, can you stop the process? Of course you can. And that is what each of you are doing, quite frankly. And that is what we are trying to address. That is what we are trying to allude to. That is what we are trying to wake you up to. So, how to go about this? How to make the shifts? How to make the changes? It is simply a matter of priority, quite frankly. When you have the priority to awaken, you shall. You understand this, yes? You have the Abraham Hicks. It teaches you that what you focus on, what you believe on, what you follow, is what you will experience and what you will manifest. Well, it is dawning on you that you all are indeed quite adept manifestors, yes? Now, some of you are manifesting in the positive. This is really quite fun. This is really quite delightful. I adore this. And some of you are manifesting some of the latent fears that you have neglected to clean up, that you have neglected to get rid of. And they are becoming a nuisance. But it does not matter, because in each and every moment, you are establishing your power, you are establishing your mastery, and you are establishing your victory. So, as you are understanding your mastery capabilities and the upgrades that you have received, we ask you to dawn on the awareness that you can drive the point home, you can bring the ship to harbor, and you can create your mastery intelligence. Now, as you so desire, you will step into this. Now, we have some words of wisdom, we have some advice. We have some information, because as you step into this ability, you will be tested. You will be shown, in fact, where your mind is still leading the way, where you still believe in mind, where you still believe that you're ego, where you still believe you're living this linear life. Now, it will take some practice. It will take some trial and error, but we are here to attest to the grand awareness, the grand fact, the grand announcement that each of you have arrived to some extent. Now, in truth, it is some more than others, but this is only a matter of days. This is only a matter of hours. This is only a matter of the linear time sequence. Now, when we ask you to drop the linear time sequence just for a moment, throughout your day, we ask you to play with this. We ask you to come along. We ask you to be one with this master consciousness, because we indeed are nothing special. We are simply an extension of that which you have decided to own, which you have decided to experience, which you have decided to upgrade and to integrate. Do you understand how powerful you are? Do you understand that you have created this moment in time? This moment in time could not exist unless you have chosen this, unless you have procured it, unless you have declared that it be so. So we ask you to tie a big bow and a knot on the past. We ask you to send it on its way. We ask you to have ceremony if you choose. We ask you to have prayer work. We ask you to do the holy dance, perhaps in front of a moon or what have you. Or we ask you simply to tune within and make the holy decision. Because as you decide to embody your light, as you decide to receive your additional codes, as you decide to awaken in truth, there is no force on the planet that can stop you. Now, it is true that there are many bells and whistles. It is true that there are many masterful souls that have the ability to share accelerated motion, accelerated energy. This is what we are up to, and we are selecting those that are ready to proceed. In other words, it is no big secret that we are willing to assist all those that are in desire of the assistance, yes? But for the most part, it is quite important that each of you understand that you have your own master counsel, your own divine intuition, and your own divine attunements that are quite powerful, that are quite ready to go. So we delight in sharing these words. We delight in sharing these dreams. We delight in sharing these truths. And we ask you to make a promise to yourself, to go into that space of quiet awareness, to go into the desires of your true heart, and to make this holy decision to come on board. Because as you do, as you desire it, so shall it be. Yes? Have you heard those holy words before? Do you understand the meaning? Do you understand what we are getting at? Each of you are ready to experience yourselves a bit more lightly. Doesn't this sound like fun? Doesn't this sound delightful? In truth, this is what we are moving you towards. This is what we are reminding you of. You may notice it, yes? Some of you get into a bit of the sorrow, into a bit of the depression, a bit of the despair. And as you decide to be one with these emotions, asking for assistance, have you noticed the energies and how they are shifting? Have you noticed that the veil is thinning? Have you noticed that there is an extension of truth not very far away from where you were in your challenge? This is the name of the game. This is the sign of the times. In fact, there is very fast movement, understand? So if you have any questions, if you have any doubts, we ask you to try us out. We ask you to play with us. In all sincerity, we do not show up just at the delegated, relegated times of the channeling group or what have you. We are a self-service program, and we are here to serve. We are one with you as you will wake up to this awareness. We ask you also to be quite loose with your concept of self. In other words, Nicole still has this belief that, well, Nicole is who she is. Of course, she has these moments of expanded awareness where she is quite convinced that she is not that at all. And this is a plus. Now, this is the truth and the name of the game. Some of you are energy of the Elohim, yes? Some of you work primarily with the archangels. Some of you are what we would term the star seeds. We ask you to get quite comfortable in working with your group format. In other words, what you perceive, quite frankly, to be some of your spirit guides, in truth, are aspects of your own consciousness, of your own self, or should we say that which is beyond what you would refer to as consciousness. So you see, when you have been talking with another, is it any secret that in fact you have been integrating an aspect of self? So play with this. When you think so well of these energies that have been guiding you, and you find out it is your own very self, you are very smart indeed, you see? So we ask you to enjoy the ride. We ask you to enjoy the expansion. And we ask you to arrive. We will be individually upgrading each of you, helping you to incorporate some of this higher vision, some of these higher attunements. We ask you to continue to abide in the expanded awareness. In other words, as you deem it, so shall it be. So feel free to expand, feel free to arrive early, feel free to make those switches mighty quick, because in truth, that is what is occurring. There is a lot of shuffle occurring in the outer world, yes? It is reflective of the inner world shuffle. You are all due to arrive in the ascension plane much earlier than late. You all have this keen awareness. Let us drive the point home one last time. In truth, you have already awared. It is a wonderful feast of awakening. So let us adjourn for now and be one with you. As you learn, open up to receiving the awareness that you are already one with all of us. And so it is. Hi, welcome.
Hi.
Nice to have you, hon. Nice to have you.
Thank you.
So what's so beautiful is when we do these groupings, when I'm just one with them, including myself, we stop being linear. Like when I'm with everybody, we are light. we are totally light. We're no longer here in this room. You know, it's just like when you go into one of those expanded meditations, when you just open up to truth. And so there is, God, I've had someone's, I'm not even going to say spirit guide, I'm going to say master, that's been hanging out with me for an hour before this group started. So I know they have something to say. They're patiently waiting for someone. But what I can share, and I know many of us are experiencing this, is, you know, when I come out of these sessions, I just have this understanding of how real all this is and how present it all is, and how as we, you know, it's like I'm just going to tell myself, it's almost like I know it's there. I talk to everybody, I experience, I see magical things all through my day. I see masters walking around my house, and it's almost like, well, you know, let me just go to the grocery store one more time. Let me just do this one more time. As if, here's what they want to share, because they're saying the insights that I get are really very telltale, because I'm just reflecting all of us, you know, so it's almost like our group insight. As if it's going to give me anything better than being in my awakened self. And they're saying that that's what I'm still playing with. That, you know, I still choose to, well, let me just have that one last linear conversation. You know, let me just do it the old way one last time, as it, like, because, and they're saying it's purposeful, because as we're kind of like, all of us to some extent are kind of flip-flopping. We go into that higher awareness and we go out. We go in and we go out. And we're learning how to make that decision that there really isn't anything there we're after anymore. And so the ego keeps trying to convince us, you know, it is. And I'm kind of getting that on a personal level, just in terms of the conflict, you know, when we've all done Course in Miracles and all that. And you know, I'm finally getting there where it's like, I can just bypass conflict, because you kind of see where it's going to go. And it's like, oh, I'm done with conflict. But I'm still not done with some other things in my life. So they're sharing that because they're saying, what they're telling us is that as we can own that, you know, it's like, I'm aware I'm not done with some things. That lessens its grip on it, me. Do you know what I'm saying? Because if I'm aware of it, it's no longer the ego pulling me. I'm very aware that I'm making those choices still. And in so doing, it gives us like that flexibility to be like, okay, new choice. We're all coming of age. We're all coming of age. It's just... my God. So when I go into those spaces, it's like it's just like a love fest. Like, I just want to hug each one of you, because I see you in your Christ itself. I mean, it's just like, oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. So when I say it's so real, it is, it's really so real. You know, it's kind of like, oh my God, you know, forget the grocery list. Let's just do this. So, you know, my mind still goes back and forth. I mean, literally, back and forth. That's what they tell me, back and forth, back and forth. Okay, so I just wanted to share that. So, hello. How are you, sweetheart?
We'll see what they have to give us.
Okay.
My best and highest. Not our best and highest.
Always your best and highest. Always, always, always. You are so loved and guided and protected. I almost feel like you've got this angel that almost is kind of like, you know what it looks like? You know, when you go bowling and you go bowling with a little kid, they put up these like guardrail things so the ball has to go down. so they hit something, you know, make it all exciting. That's sort of how I feel. And say your first name.
Lisbeth.
And say it one more time.
Lisbeth.
And say it one more time.
Lisbeth.
You are so loved, and you are so on the right path, and I feel like you have so much spiritually wonderful karma in place that I literally feel like you've got this like archangel who's working with you in terms of some healing techniques. So it's almost like they're in charge of you because they're bringing in the healing for you. For you to help others. And so it's almost like they can't touch you because they can't override your free will, but it's almost like they have this energy around you so that, here's what I want to say to you, and say your name one more time. Yeah, this is so like what it's like. So that you can really find your way through life to keep making those really profitable choices, profitable decisions in terms of staying in the light rather than going into the conflict or darkness or whatever it is. And so the way it feels to me is you know, when you're staying in the light, it just feels like pillowy. It feels like comfy, you know, like a comfy sweater or a blanket or whatever. And then somehow they have permission to do this for you right now. And we all get that like extra help at certain points. And then welcome to my life. When they're like, okay, she's gotten all the help she needs. She needs to do this herself. Then they're like, okay, let's see how you do. So right now, you know, my life's like, bah, 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 bah. Okay, babe, back to you. So right now, what you have is you have like, it feels like pillowy, really comfy energy, so that when you go out of the proper place, the attitude, the focus, the perspective, it suddenly almost feels cold. You know, it's like, so I energetically can feel the difference. And the reason is they're really supporting you right now because you're at this like accelerated path. And they're supporting you so that you really make a lot of headway right now. Like if someone did your chart or whatever, they would be like, oh, this is like a really fruitful period or something. So because it's such a amped up period for you for whatever reason, you kind of like have this extra help and support to be guided to sort of like make maximum use of the time, make maximum use. I don't know if it's the planets are aligned or whatever's going on, but it's good. And so they're saying to take advantage of it, to take advantage of how they're so funny, like how pleasing it is, how easy it is. And say your name one more time.
Lisbeth.
And say it one more time. Lisbeth. Yeah, it's almost like the game where if you ever play the game cold and hot. So it's like you're hot, you're cold, you're hot, you're cold. And the way it feels to me is it's almost like, you know, when you kind of slip into that fifth dimensional consciousness and, oh my God, it's just like a love fest. Like, it's like, I don't need anything. I'm like sitting here in bliss. And then you come out of it and it's like, oh, the cold, dark world again. That's sort of how it feels energetically to me, like when you're walking, doing your thing in terms of this feels good, this feels, I know I keep saying cold, but that's, I can just energetically feel the difference. And you feel energy, so they're saying like you'll feel it. It's like it feels fuzzy warm, like puppy dogs, and it just kind of feels like blank. And so when you kind of feel the blank, and say your name one more time. Yeah, when you kind of feel the blank, it's like, oh, okay, you know what? It's like, let me see if I can get back to fuzzy puppy, puppies or whatever. And so it's just kind of like tuning back into the higher frequency and following the next thought, the next impulse. And you're, they're really teaching you how to follow spirit, how to stay connected, how to stay connected. And say your name one more time.
Elizabeth.
And say it one more time.
Elizabeth.
How do I want to say this? And say it one more time, sweetheart.
Elizabeth.
And say it one more time.
Elizabeth.
Yeah, you're almost there. You're almost there in, so funny. I have no idea what you're almost there on, but you're almost there. In other words, there's something that, like, when you get through this stage or leg of the trip, then something else is going to happen. Maybe then, okay, let's see how you do and call me because I'm there. but like, you're almost there in terms of like really getting this and really getting this. And it's because they really want you to live at a higher frequency. Because as you're going to live in this higher frequency, you're then going to be receiving this training in terms of like your healing ministry. And so this is really about learning how to walk with spirit. Yeah, it's really good. Like, go for it. Go for it. Like, an amazing period right now. Amazing. I'm going to sit next to you. It's good. It's really good. Hi. How can we help you?
Highest and best, please.
Always, 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 always. And say your first name.
Bridget.
And say it one more time.
Bridget.
Okay, one moment, please. They want me to go higher. You've got the prettiest name. Your daughter has the pretty, you guys have pretty names in your family.
Thank you.
It is true though. It is true. One moment, please. And say your first name.
Bridget.
And say it one more time.
Bridget.
And say it one more time.
Bridget.
And say it one more time.
Bridget.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And say it one more time.
Bridget.
Oh, goodness. I got to make sure this is right before I start having this discussion. And say your name one more time.
Bridget.
And say it one more time.
Bridget.
Yeah, I got it right. So they're talking, but, oh, my God, I thought I pissed her off last time. I'm going to do it again tonight. They're talking. Okay, good. Well, I may now.
I was going to say, and you know, I'm sitting here going, I hope I want to hear this.
Yes.
You're saying sometimes we want to hear things and sometimes.
Okay, they're talking. But you're not listening.
I believe that.
They're talking.
A light bulb went off in my head when you were saying the opening.
Yeah.
Something just, I had like an aha moment, and I'm like, oh my God, all the time I've been wasting.
Okay. Well, it's not wasting.
Well,
it's what is it? Say your first name again, sweetie.
Bridget.
And say it one more time.
Bridget.
It's like waiting for the right opportunity. It's like waiting for the right opportunity. So it's sort of like if you're a ball player and you're hitting the balls, and you know, it's like you could have hit the first ball, it was okay, but you were waiting for when you felt centered and ready, and you know, you could, but when you hit the third ball and you make it a home run, the third ball is just as good as the first. So it's not so much that there's been any error as much as, and say your name one more time, honey.
Bridget.
And say it one more time.
Bridget.
It's not so much that there's been any error as much as you've been, oh my God, you're so me, or I'm so you. You've been learning to trust yourself is what it is. Mm-hmm. You've been learning to trust yourself. So when I'm looking at that first ball player, that first ball, the first ball would have been fine. I mean, you could have hit it. It would have been beautiful. But the thing is, you have certain spiritual gifts. You have certain karmic connections, and you have certain like deeds to fulfill in this incarnation. So what they're saying is you really can't get it wrong. You can't. I sound like Abraham Hicks, right?
Yeah.
But in truth, you really can, in terms of it's almost like it's your destiny to succeed. So spirit's willing to work with you, and to be honest, it's probably better that you didn't hit the first ball if you didn't feel ready. So it's a little bit, you know, like when I'm in the car sometimes, and sometimes people are in the car with me and they get upset because, like, there are all these seniors here, and it's like, you know, why didn't she take that lighter? Why isn't she going faster? And I'm always of the opinion, if she doesn't think she can go faster safely, I don't want her going faster. You know, and it's like, if she doesn't think she can do that safely, I really don't want her trying and have it involve me. So it's the same thing. So in other words, the universe set things, here's how it feels to me. The universe set things up for you so that if you were ready, it was available. But it wasn't your timing. And it's very important that you recognize that you're the master. Because otherwise, there's no free will. There's no soul growth. If it's basically like it's all like predestined to the point that you have no ability to like grow yourself, make decisions yourself. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like, oh, if I'm just a puppet, then who gets the credit? You know, God or me. And so even though it's like... It's divinity's energy, it's also your mastery. And so it's twofold. One is in terms of what you're going to accomplish in this incarnation. And I'm just going to forecast it for you, like fantastic. And two, it's also soul growth. It's also soul. So you're learning as a soul. And part of that is, here's what they want to say to you. Stop feeding into your memory of past mistakes. They're saying stop it. They're saying forget about it. Like forget about it. Because that's what's holding you back. And I almost feel like that beginning message was for you and me.
That beginning message.
Yeah.
Oh, I was getting big on it. Oh, my God.
Okay.
I have to go home.
Perfect. See, and so that's what you want to look at. Because you know all the people traveling in and out of this group. But, you know, here we have, like, you know, there's a reason each one of us are here tonight, is what I'm trying to say. And I say this politely because I'm here as well. Because it's something that Spirit really wants to gift you with. So I don't feel like, oh, we're going to lecture you. This is a gift. This is a gift for you to get that you are already their prized possession. You already have the ability to accomplish this and more. And you've had for some time. So that's how ready you are. And so they're almost wanting to like build you up so you totally get the confidence that you need. Mm-hmm. And so what they're saying, and say your name one more time, hon.
Project.
And say it one more time.
Project.
When you find yourself like going over old regrets, it's understanding how purposeful and useful it is because everything is used. It's not like the linear world, like where you have a certain cake you're making, and if you put in the wrong ingredient, it's like, oh crap, we got to start over again.
Right.
It's every experience counts and is used by divinity.
Mm-hmm.
So. They're asking you to kind of embrace it all and understand that it, you know, it's, we've all read this, but it's really true the way they're showing it to me, that it's all becomes part of the tapestry. It all becomes part of the tapestry. And what your understanding is soul growth that's going to be very purposeful for like eons of time. And we'll also, there's something else, and say your name again.
Bridget.
And say it one more time.
Bridget.
Somehow it's also affecting, I guess you would call it like parallel lifetimes or something. In other words, what you're getting now and like really anchoring in, you understand how that works. Like it gets like filtered into other lifetimes, mm-hmm. and parallel, whatever. So in other words, don't discount your problems. Here's the bottom line. Don't see your problems as problems, is what they're saying.
Right.
Because it's all purposeful. It's all purposeful. And so what they're asking you to do is as you get the hint, they're saying that
I'm getting it.
Okay. So you get the hint, like you could have done it with the first fall. Totally fine that you didn't, because you're learning how to trust yourself. But to understand that's how confident they are in you, that you've got it. So they're asking you to integrate that, you know, to kind of like put that in your spiritual heart, tuck it away. You've got it. You've got it going on. You've got the goods. So I don't know what they're talking about, but I have a feeling you do.
I do.
Oh, good.
Yes,
oh, good.
I do.
Okay.
You're 100% right on.
Okay, good. Okay.
I mean, like... You guys know.
Okay. So take the gift. Take the gift.
Thank you.
Because it will be life-changing for you, is how it feels to me.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
Hi.
Hi.
I would love my highest and best message, please.
Okay. And say your first name.
Joey Lene.
And say it one more time.
Joey Lene.
And say it one more time.
Joey Lene.
Oh my God, you're another one. We're all learning to trust ourselves tonight. We're all learning to trust ourselves. And of course we are, because, you know, our linear experience convinces us that we don't know. And of course we did when we showed up. So we're kind of just going back to basics, and we're all at different levels of that experience. So it's no big deal, but let me see what they would like to share with you. Who are you? Who are you? Joey Lene, say your name again, sweetie.
Joey Lene.
Make you feel better. I when I first met you, I actually had to practice saying your name to figure out how to do it right. I really did. I went home and practiced. kid you not.
You're a pro now.
I am a pro now. Okay, so let me figure out. I've either got white buffalo calf woman, or I've got some kind of Indian person. So I'm just asking for clarification of who it is I'm looking at. But it's awfully good in terms of energetic support either way. So one moment, please. Okay, and say your name again, please.
Joey Lene.
And say it one more time.
Joey Lene.
And say it one more time.
Joey Lene.
One moment. I've got to go higher. One moment, please. Okay, sweetheart. And say your name again.
Joey Lene.
And say it one more time.
Joey Lene.
And say it one more time.
Joey Lene.
I get that. So what do you want her to do? And say your name one more time.
Joey Lene.
Thank you. And say it one more time.
Joey Lene.
Okay, so I couldn't figure out which master was surrounding you, and the joke was on me, because I actually have like a corral of and they're all in female form. So I've got like a corral of different masters. They all have master consciousness. I do believe it was, I can never say her name, white buffalo calf woman in the beginning. But the reason I got confused is because it kind of like melded into these other beings. And to be honest, I would need a deck of goddess cards to figure out who they all are. One of them has like, goodness, this hat on with animal fur. I have never seen her before, but man, I would like her on my team. I mean, powerful. So let me explain this. I'll explain this to you energetically, and then later, just for fun, I'll look through some of my goddess information, see if I can recognize some of these. But here's the bottom line: they are all packed with very powerful, like I would actually say like raw energy. And I've never used the word raw to describe a goddess before, but when I'm using that word, what I'm trying to share is like power. So when I think of female goddesses, I personally think of Kuan Yin, you know, peace. You know, like these very delicate kind of goddesses. The goddesses that are surrounding you are like almost fierce, but in a very wonderful, positive way, but powerful. So the energy is like, don't mess with me, don't even try, because I'm holding like just enormous, enormous power. So here's what they want to say to you. Oh my God, I should have said this to you. Hopefully I'll still remember this. Say your name one more time, sweetheart.
Joey Lene.
Stop pretending you don't know. Stop pretending you don't know. Whether it is because you want to be liked or you want to be cute, or I don't mean to like judge, but just putting out different ideas. Whether you want to be liked, whether you want to be cute, whether you want other people to feel important because on some level you know that you know. What you're doing is you're kind of clouding your power. And you kind of shrink it. And what they're showing me is like, you know, shrink wrap when they wrap up vegetables at Publix or whatever, like shrink wrap. You shrink yourself down. And if you could feel, do you not see the chills? I mean, I got chills coming through my legs, torso, arms. I mean, like crazy, 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 crazy. You, my love, need to admit that.